Vanilla with chocolate. Sally's house was set in the center of a suburban neighborhood with well-trimmed lawns and a child's bike in each driveway. Todd pulled into one of the few available spaces, turned off the ignition, and sat staring out the windshield. "Well," he said in a monotone, "this is the place." Todd and I have been married for over 3 years. He's a wonderful husband and a giving lover, but he doesn't like parties and he can be a little shy. "You sure you want to go in there, Bev?" he asked as though he couldn't wait to drive off. "Of course I want to go in. I promised Sally that we'd come." "But she's selling sex toys, Bev." "Come on, Todd. It'll be fun, you'll see." Todd began to pout. "Okay, then. Why don't you wait here, in the car?" I suggested. "I'll only be a couple of hours, having wine and talking about sex with other people." He got the hint. We got out of our car and walked up to the house. Sally met us at the door. There were at least a dozen other couples there, most dressed in jeans, though a few women were dressed like I was, in a skirt. The couples tended to stick close together. Occasionally, two of the women would start talking and laughing while their men stuck their hands in their pockets, making stilted conversation. Sally led us into the kitchen where the table was heaped with snacks and drinks. While Todd grabbed a couple glasses of wine, Sally introduced me to Heather. Heather was about my age, very attractive, and dressed in a crisp, off-white tailored suit. She explained that she was the presenter for the party that Sally was hosting. Soon, Heather and Sally were off to greet another couple, and Todd was handing me my wine. We moved into the living room and found a spot to sit at the base of the fireplace. I'll admit, as Heather began her presentation, I was a bit embarrassed. But that quickly passed. She knew what she was saying, made us feel comfortable with her matter-of-fact manner, and the wine didn't hurt either. Todd, like most of the other guys, wasn't engaged. At least, not yet. Heather started the evening by putting a CD in the player. It had some nice music, but then a voice started. Turns out it was a sample of a series of CDs Heather carried. It was a short story, she told us. People were still murmuring and chatting a little when suddenly the story started talking about her heavy breasts and his bobbing cock. Well, that got everyone's attention. Turns out the stories were short, sexy stories. Heather told us they were great for getting into the mood. It was hard to do in the middle of the party, but I could totally see what she was talking about. Just the bit I was listening to was pretty steamy, and I imagined relaxing in the hot tub, listening with a glass of wine. "We have to get one of those," I hissed at Todd. "Well, the sugar series sounds sweet," he joked, badly. "How about a little spank?" I replied. I wasn't joking. Heather then began showing her products. There were oils with sparkles and flavored oils and oils that heated up on contact. The room relaxed a lot once she handed around small samples. She encouraged couples to rub the oils on one another, and most did, almost exclusively on the hands, although one imaginative guy did smear some on his wife's neck and then licked it off. People were definitely getting more into the party. Heather went on to exhibit a variety of other sexy items. Sheer panties, female-directed and written adult movies, orgasm-enhancing lotion. She handed little samples of that out, too. I put a little on the back of my hand, and it grew warm. "Ooh, that tingles." I heard a giggle from the corner and saw that one woman had reached under her top and put it on her nipple. Heather also pulled up an impressive array of condoms, vanilla-flavored, ribbed, rippled, extra-large, and she gave a free 12-pack to the person who got the most answers right on her sex quiz. To Todd's chagrin, I won. Finally, Heather pulled out the big guns. She had the rubber ducky vibrator for tub time fun, the rabbit, remote control vibrating panties, and so many other things I hadn't even dreamed existed. She also had a huge array of dildos, twisty, curvy, shiny cocks in every imaginable color, some in the shape of animals, others with humorous faces. I was mesmerized. Todd, noticing the gleam in my eye, asked, "Have you ever used one of those?" "Oh, no," I lied. Well, it wasn't a total lie. I hadn't used any of the ones she was showing. "Have you?" I asked, not bothering to whisper. Todd blushed crimson. "You want the purple one," he said loudly, to get even. "Purple? Yeah, please." I wasn't going to be bested. "Well, what color, then?" He thought he had trumped me because he sure didn't expect me to have an answer. There was one vibrating, rotating cock that had immediately caught my eye. It was 8 inches long, and wow, batteries included. What a deal. The Chocolate Thunder. I won. Todd was shocked into silence. But, he stuttered, it's so long. I almost made a mean-spirited comment, but it would be a lie. Todd's no slouch in that department. Heather began to thank everyone for showing up and offered to take orders in one of the spare bedrooms. I was the first in line. Todd had somehow skipped out to the car. Heather explained that she didn't have every item on hand, but luckily for me, she had the Chocolate Thunder. I also picked up one of each of the CDs. My sister would love the sugar ones. Saying goodbye to Sally, I headed for the car. Did you order it? Todd asked as I slid into the passenger seat. I hummed as I tugged the vibrator out of the bag. She had it in stock. I laughed at his wide open mouth. Opening the package and gently pulling the long, rubbery piece out, I accidentally turned it on, causing it to whir and shake. You aren't going to use that thing now. Todd was ready to panic. Why not? It's mine. I bought it. I hadn't planned to, but, you know, what a great idea, I thought. You haven't even cleaned it yet, he challenged. It was in a box, for God's sake, Todd, but if it makes you feel better. I pulled out the free condom pack I'd won. Taking a vanilla-flavored condom, I rolled it onto my now-stilled dildo. I stopped every inch or so, enjoying the feel of the staff. Todd drove carefully, but tried to keep at least one eye on what I was doing. Once I'd gotten the condom on, I started licking it, just beneath the head. It tasted just like vanilla. Vanilla in a rubber cone, but vanilla. "What are you doing?" Todd asked, as though he couldn't tell. I pushed the cock into my mouth, just a little at first, and then deeper until the head tapped my throat. I hummed, simulating its vibrations. Hiking up my skirt, I took the wet dildo from my mouth and held it against my thigh, enjoying the blackness of it against my creamy leg. I pushed my panties to the side and slipped the head in me. I turned it on. Wow. It vibrated and shook in me, turning me to jelly. Bev, Todd almost yelled. I was way too busy and too hot to reply. I didn't care about the highway. I began to orgasm before the vibrator was halfway into me. My back arched. My shoulders shuddered. My hips bucked and my heels kicked. My left hand reached out and grabbed onto Todd's arm as my moans mixed with the horn blasts of a trucker. When we got home, Todd had gotten over his shock. After carrying me up to bed and ravishing me for several good hours, he was just starting to fall asleep when I leaned over for one final surprise. Todd, I start training next week. Training? He mumbled. Yeah, Heather's training me to present at parties. I snuggled down to sleep as Todd's eyes shot wide.